But first, let's start with the pandemic, the vaccine rollout, calls for the state of disaster to be lifted, new revelations about the digital bribes scandal from Daily Maverick as well. President Cyril Ramaphosa saying South Africa must meet its vaccine target. He says the failure to do so will threaten global health security, also widen the economic gap between nations. He was speaking at a virtual global COVID-19 summit along with other world leaders. Have a listen.
This summit marks an important milestone in our response as a global community to the COVID-19 pandemic, to account and to vaccinate the world. We are encouraged that the goals and targets for ending the pandemic are broadly aligned with the key components of the Access to COVID-19 Tools Accelerator. However, we must take current realities into account. We have committed to vaccinating at least 70% of the world's population by next year, but we are now at the end of September and have not yet fully reached 10% target we set ourselves in May. The gulf is widening between better resourced nations who are buying up and even hoarding vaccines and developing countries who are struggling to have access to vaccines. The pandemic has revealed the full extent of the vaccine gap between developed and developing economies and how that gap can severely undermine global health security. Of around 66 billion vaccine doses administered worldwide, only 2% of these have been administered in Africa.
The president speaking at a virtual global COVID-19 summit. So South Africa has recorded just under 3,000 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. The health department saying 124 more people have died. So vaccine coverage is increasing. There is a stable vaccine supply, but we've still not vaccinated the majority of the adult population. So let's speak now to Michelle Groom, who's the head of the Division of Public Health Surveillance and Response at the NICD. Dr. Groom, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. 30% of the adult
and everybody.
30% of the adult population have received one vaccine dose, but we really need to up the rollout, don't we?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, I mean, we've making obviously positive inroads in the right direction. And I think, as you said, I think 30% of our adult population have received at least one dose, and just over 20% that are fully vaccinated, which means that they've received kind of either a single dose of Johnson & Johnson or the two doses of Pfizer. But I think we've still got a long way to go in order to kind of have vaccinated most of our adults.
And what does the infection rate look like at the moment? What is the national 7-day moving average? And how much of this has to do with the vaccine rollout?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think for the third wave, we haven't really been able to see the impact really of vaccination, because the vaccination coverage, at least at, you know, the peak of our third wave was relatively low. So I think what we're seeing at the moment, we're definitely, I think four of the provinces have now exited the third wave. I think Mpumalanga with the update today. And so probably within, you know, the next week or so, as nationally, we will officially exit the third wave. But I think that has been kind of just in the natural kind of pattern that we've seen with the previous waves, and unlikely that a lot of that was driven, you know, really by vaccination in this wave. But vaccination will definitely be able to have an impact in terms of as we look forward to further resurgences.
So according to the statistics, Gauteng, Limpopo and the Northwest provinces have exited the third wave, according to the technical definition. So which areas are still areas of concern?
Yeah, so Mpumalanga actually has also just exited. So they update those metrics on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So actually late yesterday, so Mpumalanga has also exited. And I think Western Cape is also kind of near. So I think the provinces that have really been, we're most concerned about is the Free State and Northern Cape, because they've had a very different pattern to the other provinces and have had sustained infections. They were actually the first two provinces to start with a third wave, and actually look like those will be the last provinces that are going to exit. And so we really do need to just, you know, keep a watch, particularly on those two provinces.
Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle Groom, Head of the Division of Public Health Surveillance and Response at the NICD.